Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha. We're up to Simin Yud Sif Yud Tes. We're in the middle of the halachas of the mitzvah of tefillin, and now we're going to talk about when the right time is to take off the tefillin at the end of davening or after davening. And while it's most preferable to wait until the end of davening to take off tefillin, sometimes it's just not possible. One of them is on the day that we daven musaf, and it's supposed to daven musaf without the tefillin. So that's one thing. And also other times, when is it absolutely that you cannot, that you must have your tefillin on until that point in time? So ein lach leitz es a tefillin, a person is not supposed to take off his tefillin, ad acha kedushas uvalitzin, until the after, in the tefillah of uvalitzin, there is a kedusha, right? And then they say, kadosh, 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 and then it says, Baruch Kavod. After that whole kedusha, that's when a person should take off his tefillin. Kisha Omer, why? Because over there he says, after that, Yiratzin Shenishma Chukecha Boilam Hazeh, and he's giving it, right? So this concept of saying, Yiratzin Shenishma Chukecha Boilam Hazeh, is reminiscent of, or reminds us, or is similar to, a bracha that we happen not to paskin like, but there is a shita that says that you're supposed to make a bracha when you take off your tefillin. And this sounds or is similar to that bracha. Therefore, it's an appropriate time that if a person has to take off the tefillin early, should take it off after that. The places that they daven nusach sfard, they take out the Sefer Torah, the lane, they have Hag B'Galila, and then they have Asher Yuvalitzin. And then they put back the Sefer Torah. So it's a few more steps between laning and when they would be able to take off their tefillin, right? So a person who's able to, when they lane, and they say Asher Yuvalitzin right away, and then they put back, and then they put back the Sefer Torah first, and then they put back the Sefer Torah first, and then they say Asher Yuvalitzin. So then, right, which is Ashkenaz, then they can take off their tefillin as soon as they say Asher Yuvalitzin. Then, but if a person is saying Asher Yuvalitzin when the Sefer Torah is still out, it's not nice to start taking off one's tefillin while the Sefer Torah is still there. So even though he said Avolatzin, and he said already, but it's still not appropriate to take off one's tefillin with the Sefer Torah still there, out, and not having been put back yet. So when a person is davening Nusach Sfard, or with a Nusach Sfard minion, even though they've said already, he should not take off his tefillin until after they put back the Sefer Torah. Simon Ladover, and there's a simon for this that says, Vayavar Malkam Lefneim Vashem Bereshem. Their melech, meaning their king, went in front of them and Hashem was at their head. But you could say that also can be translated to, and their melech went in front of them, which is the Sefer Torah. Vashem Bereshem, the tefillin, which signifies to the fact that we're thinking of Hashem, is what was Bereshem, right? We say, V'ro kol ami ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, V'yara mimeka. That's the tefillin, that the shem Hashem is on our heads. V'yoyim shiesh b'mila, a person has, there's a bris going, that's going to be in that shul, so then it's appropriate to have the tefillin on at the same time as the bris mila, because they both are an ois. The tefillin is an ois, and mila is an ois. Ein lachleis ad achar mila. Don't take it off until after the bris mila. Rosh Chodesh, when it's a Rosh Chodesh, so a person's davening musaf, and therefore he's not supposed to be davening musaf with the tefillin. Chaltzim koydim tefillas musaf. Take off the tefillin before you daven musaf, which is right after Ashrei Yuvalitzin anyway. B'chalamoyed sukkis. On chalamoyed sukkis, so therefore the people who wear tefillin on Chalamoid also have a similar thing. They're not supposed to daven musaf with their tefillin on. So it differs a little bit in Sukkot and in Pesach, because on Chalamoid Sukkot, right before Hallel is the time that people start taking out their sregim and their lulavim. So therefore, there's usually a small break, and the chazan has a chance to take off his tefillin between one thing between Chazar Sashat and Hallel. The Kohol always has a chance to take off the tefillin because they're not saying Chazar Sashat. But the Chazan shouldn't be taking off his tefillin while he's in the middle of saying Chazar Sashat. The only time that he has that little break is on Sukkot, or of the two, he has a break on Sukkot because he has that time when they're taking off, when the rest of the Kohol is getting out their Esregim and Lulavim, and therefore he could take off his tefillin during that time. So therefore, B'chol HaMoed Sukkot, Kulam Choltzim Koidim Hallel. Everybody takes off their tefillin before Hallel. Everybody has that chance to take it off. But B'chol HaMoed Pesach, when there is no such break, it goes right one into the next. Chazar Sashatz goes right into Hallel. Hatzibur Choltzim Koidim Hallel. The Tzibur takes off their tefillin before Hallel. In other words, pretty much during Chazar Sashat, but the Shliach Tzibur only gets a chance to take off his tefillin after Hallel. And that's in the places that they put on tefillin, that their minig is to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Yashar Koach, and have a great day.